This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 20th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is the election of officers. Is there a nomination for the office of chair? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before I make the nomination, we go through this process every year, and every one of us, has gotten a chance to serve as chair, and it in many ways is a thankless duty. There are a lot of administrative responsibilities and some other headache-inducing things that come along with doing it that take place behind the scenes, and I just want to first of all commend Chair Hunter for the excellent job that she's done this year. I've known Chair Hunter for a number of years, and she's always dedicated to the work that she's tasked with accomplishing. She's organized, insistent on making sure that we're all on the same page as to what's going to happen, and is very determined in order to try to accomplish that which she is seeking to accomplish. And she's throughout it all always been a great friend, and she's been a true credit to the agency as she served this year. And I know that No greater Christmas gift could come than to actually be relieved of these duties at this time of year. So I congratulate you on actually coming to the end of your tenure.
Thank you.
So, but thanks again for the
Thank
wonderful
you.
Job that you've done this year. I would like to move to nominate Vice Chair Ellen L. Weintraub to serve as chair for the year 2013. It was once said by F. Scott Fitzgerald that there are no second acts in American lives. That may be true in most cases, but not in this one, as this will be the second time that the vice chair will be serving as the FEC chair. She served in 2003, and which she had the distinction of being here basically probably right after you turned on the lights in your office for the first time, being elected to being the chair. So she dove right in and took on those responsibilities very soon after joining the agency. So the vice chair assumes the responsibility of being chair with eyes wide open about the rigors and rewards that come with serving as chair. Before joining the FEC, the vice chair was of counsel at the law firm of Perkins Coie, where she served as a member of its political law group. Prior to that, she was a counsel to the Ethics Committee for the U.S. House of Representatives. She received her bachelor's degree from Yale College and her law degree from Harvard University, and she and her husband are the proud parents of three lovely children. And I always like to point out we're now in our over 4 years of co-teaching a number of workshops at the educational conferences that are sponsored by the FEC, and we've co-taught a number of workshops for, I guess, going on 5 years now, and that's something that I've always enjoyed doing with the vice chair and look forward to continuing to do in the future. I have no doubt that next year the vice chair will carry out her responsibilities with distinction and with great concern over what's in the best interest of the agency. And for that reason, I'm pleased to make the motion to nominate Vice Chair Weintraub to be chair for 2013. And at the appropriate time, I will be happy to support that.
Thank you. Any comments on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Is there a nomination for the office of vice chair? Commissioner Walther.
Chair, thank you very much. It's a privilege to nominate Donald McGann as vice chair of the commission. This is his first term as vice chair, even though he's already served as chair. So it should be a fairly rudimentary, easy position for you to fulfill. And he and I joined, I rejoined, and he joined the commission when he was chair and I was vice chair. And I enjoyed, we had a lot going on at that time because we'd been in the dark for 6 months. So we had the backlog and a learning experience to go through. And so it was my first opportunity to watch Don in that leadership position, and I thought an awful lot got accomplished in a very short period of time. And he only had 6 months as chair, and then he was off. So you have a full year as vice chair. And I will not go into his pre-FEC history. Most of us know it very well, except to mention that, after all, he is a graduate of the University of Notre Dame. Therefore, we're co-alumnus. Makes him special to me. And especially now in this moment of glory that we have, hopefully it won't be too short in a non-academic capacity. But I look forward very much to working with you as vice chairman next year. And I know I'll do a great job working with the new elected chair.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Congratulations to the vice chair and to Commissioner McGann.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
As a point of privilege, I'd like to just thank the chair, outgoing chair, for a very good year. We've had a tough time reaching agreement on a lot of issues, but that we would have agreed on I think she's done a lot to try and build a consensus whenever possible in her quiet, very persistent way. And she really can, move what appear to be rocks sometimes by this gentle, persuasive, never-ending effort to take one eensy pit of appearing weakness and drive it home. And so I commend you on that. And it's always been a pleasure to have it happen to you. You kind of think this is pretty good. And but really, it's been a very nice year, the way you conduct yourself professionally under difficult times, and working with us always in a friendly, forthright way, and sometimes surprisingly effective, not because of you, but because of the uphill battle it sometimes seems to be. So I welcome you as a playing commissioner for next year.
Thanks, Steve. All righty.